சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் Chapter 2, Shloka number 31. Swadharmamapichaveksham Navikampitumarhasi Dharmyadhiyuddhachreyonyat क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते In this second chapter, Lord Krishna trying to convince Arjuna to fight in that battlefield. In the process of convincing Arjuna, Lord Krishna gives different reasons why you have to fight. Hey Arjuna, this is your swadharma, you have to fight. From Atma standpoint, if you see, Atma will never die. Atma is free from birth and death. Therefore, you need not grieve upon that which is not having death. That is our original real nature. Really speaking, Atma is your original nature. There is no death for Atma. This is called Tattvika Drishti. Tattvika ante Atma Drishti. From philosophical angle, if you see also, you need not worry. You need not grieve for the death of Bhishma and Drona, because originally Bhishma and Drona are Atma alone. This is the first reason he has given. Second reason he has given is Abhyupetyavada, suppositional argument. What do you mean by suppositional argument? Even suppose it has got death, Jivatma dies, suppose. Let us think Jivatma dies. Whatever is born has to die. Accept the fact. That is suppositional argument. Whatever has birth, it has to die in this creation. It is the law. You cannot change. Therefore, better accept that whatever is born has to die. That is suppositional argument, Abhyupetyavada. Now third reason he is giving in this 31st shloka, from the ethical angle also, moral angle or ethical angle or dharmika drishtya also, swadharmamapi cha aveksha. If you see from the swadharma standpoint also, third reason. If you see from the swadharma standpoint also, you have to fight in the battlefield. Na vikampitum arhasi. You should not waver to fulfill your duty. You need not waver, you need not be disturbed, you need not worry about whether to fight in the battlefield, whether to fight with these people or not. You need not have any wavering mind, because it is your swadharmam, your own duty. You are a kshatriya, you are a warrior, you are a valorous person. Therefore, you need not think from ethical angle also, you need not go away from the battlefield. క్షత్రియస్య చ అన్యత్ శ్రేయ ధర్మ్యాత్ యుద్ధాత్ న విద్యతే నర్. ఫర్ ఎ క్షత్రియ, క్షత్రియస్య చ మీన్స్ ఫర్ ఎ క్షత్రియ, ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ క్షత్రియ ఫ్యామిలీ, వన్ హూ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ యాజ్ ఎ కింగ్, నో ప్రిన్స్లీ ఫ్యామిలీ, రాజాస్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ఫర్ ఎ కింగ్ డయింగ్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్, నో ద డెత్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ ఈజ్ శ్రేయస్. ఏదర్ డూ ఆర్ డై ఇన్నర్, ఏదర్ ఫైట్ యూ విన్ ద వార్, ఇఫ్ యూ డై ఆల్సో ఈక్వల్లీ యూ గెట్ స్వర్గం అని చొల్లపోరారిపో. సో ధర్మ్యాత్ యుద్ధాత్, ధర్మ్యాత్ అండ్ దాన్ రైట్షియస్ వార్, ధర్మాత్ అనపేతం ధర్మ్యం, హుచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ధర్మ. ధర్మ్యాత్ అన్న హుచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ధర్మ. దిస్ కురుక్షేత్ర యుద్ధ ఈజ్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ధర్మ. దిస్ కురుక్షేత్ర యుద్ధ, వాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్ హియర్ టు డ్రైవ్ యువర్ చారియట్, దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ అధర్మ యుద్ధం, దిస్ ఇస్ ధర్మ యుద్ధం. సో అదర్ దాన్ దిస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నో శ్రేయస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద బెస్ట్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ యూ టు గెట్ శ్రేయస్. దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ యాజ్ ఏ మోక్ష సాధనం అని అర్థం. శ్రేయ మీన్స్ వాట్? దిస్ ఫైటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్, యువర్ ఫైటింగ్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ యాజ్ ఏ మోక్ష సాధనమా, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్. జనరల్లీ పీపుల్ విల్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండ్. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్వేస్ ఎంకరేజింగ్ అర్జున ఇన్ వైలెన్స్ మెథడ్, ఫైటింగ్ మెథడ్. పీపుల్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండ్, దట్స్ వై దే డోంట్ లైక్ ఈవెన్ కృష్ణ. వై ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్స్పైరింగ్ అర్జున టు ఫైట్ 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 అన్నారు. వైలెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్, నో హీ ఈజ్ ఎంకరేజింగ్ వైలెన్స్. So for such a people, these are the slokas they have to understand properly. Whoever misunderstand, misplaced non-violence is always dangerous. You should not use non-violence everywhere. Where to use non-violence, there is a dharma sukshma. All this will clear that, no? These slokas are meant to understand what is dharma. It says, ధర్మ్యాత్ యుద్ధాత్ అదర్ దాన్ దిస్ రైట్షియస్ వార్ శ్రేయ న విద్యతే, దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ బెస్ట్ థింగ్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ మోక్ష సాధనం అన్నారు. శ్రేయ అన్న శ్రేయో మార్గ, మోక్ష మార్గ సాధనం, న విద్యతే నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ దేర్ అదర్ దాన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్, అదర్ దాన్ ది ఫైటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. Kshatriya has to protect the law and order in the society. Kshatriya should protect the law and order in the society. It is your duty. Brahmana has to protect the law and order by teaching Veda Vidya, Brahma Vidya, Dharma, Dharma Shastram. Brahmana job is everyone has to protect the society. Note the point. Brahmanas also should protect the society. Kshatriyas also should protect the society. Vaishyas also should protect the society. Shudras also should protect the society. How? One varna by performing their duty, they are protecting the society. One varna person belong to Brahmana varna, Kshatriya varna, Vaishya varna, Shudra varna, performing their own duties, they are protecting the society. Brahmana protecting the society by giving the Dharma Shastra values, by teaching what is Dharma. He teaches to the people, you have to be like this, then you have a Shreyas in your life. So Brahmana protect the society by teaching. Kshatriya protects the society by keeping the law and order intact. So he has to protect the dharma, society, the peace and harmony by implementing the dharma in the form of law and order, vidhi nishedha. Idi pannanum ipdi pannakoodadhi, he commands. Brahmana teaches, kshatriya commands, order, by order, giving order. Based on what? Law. So law and order. Vaishya protects the society by producing sufficient provisions, what are all required in the society. He protects the people. If Vaishya is not there, Krishi, Gau, Raksha, Vanidyam, agriculture, who will take care of food, how you will get, how the society will be taken care of. So Vaishya also protecting the society by providing what are all required for the people. Even Shudra also very much protecting the society. The scavengers like this, if they won't come, if they do strike, you understand how much cholera, malaria, typhoid problems will come. Every day they have to come and clean the roads. And the cleaning job, all the cleaning job, suppose cleaning job, will, you can clean your own house, you cannot clean the road. Suppose they are doing strike, all the street people are coming and cleaning the road, anybody? Rendu naal, moonu naal, naalu naal, oru vaaram aanaal, yaaru velile varamaatane. Every one of us clean our own home, no house, but never the road. That person has to come. You cannot go outside otherwise. So how much he is helping the society, protecting the society from cholera, malaria, typhoid. Now all infectious diseases will come. All sorts of cleaning, wherever that work to be taken care of, he is taking care of. Now who is important, tell me now. All are important. Which job is superior, you tell me now. All are superior, nothing is inferior now. That's what we hear the meaning. Shreyaha means moksha sadhanam manartham. Kshatriyasya cha na vidrate. Since you are a kshatriya, the battle has come here in front of you to fight here. So therefore, you have to fight. From dharmic angle also, this yuddham is proper. You have to fight. Then fourth reason he gives in the next shloka, we will read. Yadrichaya chopapannam Swargadwaram apavritam Sukhinah kshatriyah partham Labhate yuddham idrisham Labhante yudhramidrisham. Fourth reason is akarane pratyavayaha. Akarane pratyavayaha means by non for performing that what is to be performed. Non performing that what is to be performed, it will lead to papam. It will give you papam. Pratyavaya papam. You will get sin in artham. So to avoid sin, you have to fight in the battlefield. See, Lord Krishna struggling to give so many reasons. Appadi paathalum yuddham pannanum, ippadi paathalum yuddham pannanum. This fourth reason, akarane pratyavayaha, vihita akarane. Vihita means that is given to you to perform. In this context, we have to know about dharma. What is the idea of dharma? Dharma interpretation. This is the context we have to see. Look into the dharma. What Lord Krishna says here, this war, yadrichaya upapannam, chopapannam na cha upapannam, chopapannam. This battle, yadrichaya, aprarthitam anartham, without asking, without expecting, without your plan, without your plan, this yuddham has come in front of you, you have to fight in here. This opportunity, fighting in this battlefield, this opportunity, it has come without your plan and artha. Edrichaya upapannam. The description of war here, first point, description of war is unasked war. War that is unasked by you and artha. Edrichaya means the war which has come in front of you unasked. You are not planned. I have to go to this war, I have to fight in this war. You have not planned. Adrichaya. By chance, anartha. By chance, unasked. It has come to you. Then second description of the war is Swargadvaram apavritam idrisham yuddham. Yadrichaya upapannam idrisham yuddham. Ippidipatta var yuddham. This type of war that which has come unasked for you, number one. Number two, the second description of war is apavritam swargadvaram. By which war, by fighting in which war, the heavenly doors are opened for you. Swargadvara means heaven, heavenly doors, the doors of that heaven, the gates of that heaven. Dwaram means gates. Gates of what? Swargam. Swargadvaram, heavenly gates, gateway to heaven. Swargadvara means it's the gateway to heaven is opened. Apavrita means opened, which is an open to a gateway to heaven and artham. Apavritam swargadvaram. Because if you die in this battlefield, you will go to swarga. Even after ruling long time, if you go to also, you go to swarga. You are going to swarga is definite. Adha, if you fight in this battlefield, you will go to swarga. To go to swarga, how many people are struggling doing this yaga, that yaga? So many people are struggling to go to swarga. Eppadiyavadhu swargathukku ponona. Without your plan, unasked, and just like that it has come in front of you. Why you are missing this opportunity? Lord Krishna is telling. So therefore, if you won't do also, papame vandudu. Pona panna swargam varum. Pannalanna vihita karma, idu swadharma, kshatriya dharma. Pannalanna varum, papam varum. Akarane prithyavayaha. Panna vendiya karma, pannalanna papam vandudu. What is that blessed dharma? What you are calling dharma? Na? Chodana, lakshana, arthaha, dharmaha. Chodana, lakshana, arthaha, dharmaha. That I will explain after reading the next shloka. Now, fifth reason he is giving. Fourth reason over. Akarane pratyavayaha. Not performing the duty which you have to perform. If you avoid that, you will get papam. Vihita akarane. Vihita means prescribed. Akarane, not performing. Pratyavayaha means papam. You incur sin by not performing, by not fighting in this battlefield. What is the fifth reason?
Adha chetva mimam dharmyam. Sangramam na karishyasim. Tataswadharmam kirtim cham. Tataswadharmam kirtim cham. Hitva papam avapsyasim. Hitva papam avapsyasim.
Omission and commission. Omission, by omitting, not doing, also you get papam. Commission means what? Performing what is not to be done. What is not to be done is, if you perform, it is called commission. If you avoid, it is omission. Omission and commission. Nishiddha karane papam annaru. Pannakoodadhu pannina kuda papam varum. Panna vendiyadhu pannalenna papam varum. பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணினா கூட பாபம் வரும். எது பண்ணக்கூடாது? யூ ஷுட் நாட் ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்டு. யூ ஷுட் டூ அனது அங்கே பண்ணல என்ன, அது ஒமிஷன். ஓடி போகிறது என்னது கமிஷன். பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணிட்டான்னு அது பாபம். பண்ண வேண்டியது பண்ணல என்ன ஒமிஷன். பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணிட்டாமன்னா கமிஷன். அவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் கமிஷன் வரும்னு சொல்கிறேன் இல்லையா. அசல் அது தப்பான ஒரு பிஸ்னஸ்ஸு. இந்த கமிஷன் பிஸ்னஸ்ஸே பண்ணக்கூடாது. பூர்வ காலத்தில் எல்லாம் கமிஷன் பிஸ்னஸ்னால் ரொம்ப கேவலம். இப்போது சாதாரணமாக போயிடுச்சு. ஆமாம், எனக்கு என்ன கமிஷன் வரும்னு. புரோக்கர் ஏஜி கமிஷன் இஸ் கமிஷன் பிஸ்னஸ்ஸே பண்ணவே கூடாது ஆக்சுவலாக. அது வெரி வெரி லீஸ்ட் லோவஸ்ட் ஜாப்னு மாட்ட. A person who does a commission job will never get moksha. Amma, your profession also decides with what attitude you are doing, what for you are doing, why you do commission job, tell me. Enak enna commission varum anna adu kekkuradhukku oru maadhiri jarring ah illa. But 99% of people are doing that job only nowadays, commission job. ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் நம்ம கிடைக்குமா அதில் என்ன. கஷ்டப்படாமல் இருக்கிற ஜாபு தான் கமிஷன் ஜாப். புரியறதோ? கமிஷனர் வேறு. ஐ எம் நாட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் கமிஷனர். கமிஷன் ஜாப் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் எ ஜாப் யூ கெட் மணி வித்தவுட் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க். நான் எப்போ இது சொன்னவே இல்லை, இப்போ இதோ சடனாக வந்தது. A commission job is a job that in which you get money without any hard work. A money that which come without hard work will never bless you. It gives only a pleasure with pain. Let's say orthodox people, dharmic people, those who are all in religious people, they never go towards such type of jobs. Whatever they get with limited, they enjoy. See the purity of the mind, how they have maintained. They have sacrificed their pleasures, their comforts. அப்போ வேண்டாப்பா, நமக்கு அந்த மாதிரி ப்ரொஃபஷனெல்லாம் நமக்கு வேண்டாம். பண்ணட்டோம், யாராவது விஷயம் விருப்பம் இருந்து பண்ணட்டோம்னா அப்போ விடுவான். தே நெவர் பாதர். நவ் பீப்புள் திங்க், அவன் நல்லா பண்ணுறான், நம்ம பண்ணால் என்ன தப்பு. அந்த மாதிரி நம்ம திங்க் பண்ணுறோம் இப்போ பாருங்க. தோஸ் ரேஸ் அவன் பண்ணிட்டா பண்ணட்டோம், நான் மாத்திரம் பண்ண மாட்டேன் அப்படி இருப்பான். இப்போ ஆல் ஆர் டூயிங் நவ் டேஸ், ஆல் ஆர் டூயிங் என்ன, ஆல் ஆர் டூயிங், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டூ. எதர் திஸ் இஸ் ரைட் ஆர் ராங் அனதர் க்வெஸ்சன். நாட் ஆல் ஆர் டூயிங் ஆர் சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் டூயிங். இஸ் நாட் ஆன் தட் க்ரைட்டீரியா ஐ ஷுட் நாட் சூஸ் வெதர் டு டூ ஆர் நாட். தட் இஸ் நாட் த ரைட் டெசிஷன். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் எ வெரி திங்கிங் பேட்டர்ன் வி ஹவ் டு செக் அவர் செல்ஃப். ஸோ அக்கரணே பிரத்யவாய நிஷித்தக்கரணே பாபம். அதே பாபம், இதே பாபம். பண்ண வேண்டியது பண்ணலன்னு பாபம். பண்ணக்கூடாததுன்னு க்ஷத்ரியன் வந்து யுத்தத்துலேருந்து ஓடி போகக்கூடாது. யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஷோ யுவர் பேக். அக்கரணே நான் கரணே தட் நிஷித்தக்கரணே, நிஷித்தக்கரணே பாபம் என்னார். ஸ்வர்க்த்வாரம் அபாவிருத்தம் யுத்தம், இஃப் யூ அவாய்ட் தட் இட் கிவ்ஸ் பாபம். யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு ஷோ யுவர் பேக். நிஷித்த கரணே பாபம். எப்படி பண்ணாலும் பாபம். பண்ணலன்னு பாபம், பண்ணாமல் ஓடி போனாலும் பாபம். நான் ஓட மாட்டேன் பண்ண மாட்டேன்னு சொல்ல முடியாது. ஏதோ ஒன்று பண்ணணும். எதர் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபைட் ஹியர் ஆர் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் தி பேட்டில் ஃபீல்டு. therefore Arjuna, atha imam dharmyam, atha chet imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi. If you do not fight in this battlefield, which is in keeping with dharma, this yuddham is in keeping with dharma. If you avoid this battle, what will happen? Tataha swadharmam kirtincha hitva. You are neglecting your swadharma, you are avoiding your swadharma, and you will get papam avapsyasi. Nishiddha karane papam, vihita akarane papam. In the words, purinjukonu correct ennamo karane karane ore maadhiriya irukke. Vihita akarane, na vihita na prescribed injunction, that action, if you avoid papam. Nishiddha karane, prohibited action. Nishiddha karane na performing the prohibited action. What is that prohibited action? Running away from the battlefield is a prohibited action for Arjuna. Running away from the battlefield, showing back in the battlefield, that which battle? Dharma yuddham. Showing the back in the battlefield, nishiddha karane, papam avapsyasi. Vihita akarane, vihitana, it is given to you. This battle you have to fight, given to you. That if you won't do, also you get papam. So how difficult to understand dharma, you know. Let us understand now. Chodana lakshana arthaha means, chodana means a Vedic statement, injunction an artham. Chodana, a Vedic commandment, Vedic injunction. A scriptural prescription. Scriptures prescribe, this is your duty, you have to perform. This you should not do. Vidhi nishedhan. Scriptural injunction is called chodana lakshanam. Chodana manna prescription, commandment, injunction, not injection, but injunction. Injunction. That is called chodana lakshana arthaha dharmaha. Yenna dharmam. One commandment of Shastratanand Varada, prescription of Varada, that is called Chodana Lakshanam Arthaha Dharmaha. That is Dharma. That which Shastra prescribes, that which Shastra commands, so that which Shastra injunction. This is the first definition of Dharma. Then we have to understand. Next point, in Veda Purva Bhaga of Veda, it is prescribed, dharmic way of life is prescribed. Dharmic way of life is prescribed, or a Vedic way of life is prescribed. From the dharmic standpoint, Veda Purva Bhaga is Dharma Shastra. We can interpret Dharma in three ways. Dharma can be interpreted in three ways. First interpretation of Dharma is from the religious angle, from different contexts if you see. Religious angle, if you see, dharma means a compulsory duty. From religion angle, if you see, dharma means compulsory duties, compulsory actions, which are all religious in nature. Compulsory duties which are all religious in nature or social in nature. This is one interpretation of dharma. Religious duties are there, no? If you follow some vratam, if you take some religious practices, that is called dharma, prescribed by Shastra as religious duty. Panchamahayagna is dharma. Helping other human beings, manushya yagnam, bhuta yagnam, deva yagnam, pitru yagnam, daiva yagnam, all are our religious duties prescribed by Shastra. They are called dharma. Then second interpretation of dharma is, how should I look at the world or nature, people, incidents, situations, attitude? What type of attitude I have to entertain? Attitude means bhavana. What type of attitude or what type of bhavana I should entertain when I look at the nature or people or the entire world? What type of attitude is dharmic? For example, when I look at the nature with a reverential attitude, Shastra says you look at the nature, a tree or ocean or earth or sun or anything you see in the world, with a reverential attitude you have to see, not with inimical attitude. டக்குன்னு இது சொல்ல உடனே சுவாமினி அதுதானே இருக்கு சுவாமினி, இப்போது எனிமிக்கல் ஆட்டிடியூடு தானே இருக்குன்னு. அவர் மைண்ட் ஷுட் நாட் கோ தட் சைடு. ஃபஸ்ட் வி ஷுட் நாட் சீ த நெகட்டிவ் சைடு ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். லெட் அஸ் திங்க் இன் எ பாசிட்டிவ் வே. சயின்டிஸ்ட் சே ஆல்வேஸ் வி வாண்ட் டு காங்கர் த நேச்சர். வி வாண்ட் டு காங்கர் த நேச்சர். தே ஆல்வேஸ் டாக் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். In Shastra, never accept such a type of statements. Why I have to conquer the nature? Nature is as it is. You should not conquer the nature. Conquer means what? You are creating global warming. This is conquering. And the ultimate, it is like piercing your own eye with your own hand, finger. Can you? Prick your own eye with your own hand. If you want to conquer the nature, you are destroying yourself in artha. Don't cut the trees. And our people used to, oshadhi bhyonam, oshadhi devata, vana devata, vriksha devata, we say. People are cutting trees, forests, everything they are cutting. Now global warming, no, you have to saplings, everywhere you put saplings. இது பெரிய ரிவல்யூஷன். இப்போது இது எப்போவோ சொல்லி வச்சுருக்கேன் நம்ம பெரியவங்கள் எல்லாமே. இவ்வளோ படித்து தே ஆர் ரிகக்னைசிங் நவ் நவ் க்ரீனரி. எங்கே பார்த்தாலும் க்ரீனரி. என்ன என்னென்ன பிளாஸ்டிக் லீவ்ஸ் தே ஆர் கீப்பிங் க்ரீனரியா. இட் கேன் நாட் கிரியேட் நோ தட் சிந்தசிக் சிந்த ஃபோட்டோ சிந்தசிஸ் பிளாஸ்டிக் லீவ்ஸ் கேன் நாட் கிரியேட். ஸோ ஹவு மெனி ட்ரீஸ் தே ஆர் டெஸ்ட்ராயிங் நோ. What is our culture? And the amla tree, அது என்ன உரி நெல்லி நெல்லி அதுக்கு போய் பூஜை பண்ணுவோம், வேப்ப மரத்துக்கு பூஜை பண்ணுவோம். We worship the trees. This is our culture. We never conquer, we never cut the trees. Now they are uprooting the trees. And all chemicals they are throwing in the ocean. And once that animals, lot of aquatic creatures, they are dying because of these chemicals. Once they die, the entire cosmic climate will change. Now they are recognizing. By that time they have dumped everything over. Because of this solar lights, you know, so many lights, these ice glaciers are all melting. They never melt, really speaking. The Himalayan glaciers are melting because of this technology, the solar lights, overall, global warming. We are conquering the nature and we are destroying ourselves. So look at the nature with a reverential attitude. Therefore our people, samudra snanam, samudra puja, jala puja, inda kanarku kuda puja pannuvom namo. This is our attitude. We worship everything. All panchabhutas you have to respect and you have to protect. We should not destroy the earth. You should not destroy the water. You should not pollute the air. You should not destroy the trees. So therefore respect everything in the creation. Never see it, look at it as an enemy to me. Even including person, our own family member. Sometimes fruits, bitter fruits also come. Therefore you cannot hate the tree. It is a part of the nature. Similarly, people in the society also, they have good behavior, bad behavior. So you cannot destroy, you cannot hate them. You can pray for them to change their nature. You cannot destroy, because that is also part of nature. Therefore, I have also some wrong behavior. If they want to kill me, therefore, we should not disturb the creation. This is called attitude. This also comes under dharma. So your attitude towards nature, people, situation, you have to understand properly in a dharmic way. Dharma drishtiya paakaname tavare swartham ragadvesha drishtiya paaka koodad. Selfishya paaka koodad. From all people angle you have to see, not from your own angle. Namakenna inda kudrai paarvai maadri kudraiki kannu ipdi kattiruva adu ipdi paakum. அப்படி பார்க்கக்கூடாது. ப்ராட் விஷன் இருக்கணும் எப்பவுமே. ஸோ பீப்புள் வென் தே லேக் ப்ராட் விஷன் தே பிகம் செல்ஃபிஷ். ஒன்ஸ் பீப்புள் பிகம் செல்ஃபிஷ், லாட் ஆஃப் கயாஸ் இன் த சொசைட்டி ஃபேமிலி. அந்த செல்ஃபிஷ்னஸ் நின்று செல்ஃப்லெஸ்னஸ் வரணும். அதுதான் ஆட்டிடியூடினல் தர்மான்னு அர்த்தம். ஆட்டிடியூட்ஸ். Therefore, what I have to say, the entire creation is my friend. The nature is my friend. Tree is my friend. Sun is my friend. Water is my friend. Who is not my friend? Right side neighbor is my friend. Left side neighbor is my friend. Front side neighbor is also friend. Back side friend. அப்படி இருக்கணும். Then you are a mature person. You have to maintain that harmony, harmonious relation. Then you can live happily. Illa right side neighbor is not good, left side neighbor is not good, back side neighbor is not good, front side neighbor is not. Can you stay there happily, peacefully? And I'll never develop any vengeance or revenge towards others, hatred or inimical attitude, never develop. And never think that they have inimical attitude also. Adhu kuda think panna koodadhu. அவனுக்கு இருக்கா இனிமிக்கல் ஆட்டிடியூட் இல்லையான்னு கூட நான் திங்க் பண்ண வேண்டிய தேவையே இல்லை. ஐ வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, தட்ஸ் ஆல். இட் இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்ளம். இஃப் தே ஆர் நாட் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, இட் இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்ளம். சுவாமி, நீங்கள் ரொம்ப அட்வான்ஸ்டு இல்லை. இப்படி தான் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், இப்படி தான் இருக்கணும். இதுதான் நார்மலாக, இப்படி இருந்தால் தான் ஹியூமன் பீயிங். அதர்வைஸ் வி ஆர் ஆல் டைகர்ஸ் வித் ஹியூமன் ஃபேஸ். We are all like lions with human face. We are all scorpions with human face. We are all like cobras with human face. This is called mask. This face will become what? Mask. Ulla kulla enna? Scorpion buddhi. Tiger buddhi. Lion buddhi. Ulla. Vellila maathram? Fair and lovely. Nalla alagana oru face. Edhukappa andha face enna? உள்ளே இருக்கிற புத்தி மானவ புத்தி, ஹியூமன் நேச்சர் இருக்கணும்ப்பா. அது உனக்கு நல்லது, மற்றவங்களுக்கு நல்லது. இல்லைன்னா யூ லூஸ் த பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட்னு அர்த்தம். திஸ் இஸ் த ஒன் ஆங்கிள். ஸோ வனஸ்பதி தேவதா, சூரிய தேவதா, பூ தேவதா, இதெல்லாம் நான் ஏதோ புதுசாக சொல்லான்னு நினைக்காதுங்கோ. இதெல்லாம் சொல்லி வச்சுருக்கேன் சாஸ்திரம்ல. நான் அப்புறம் ஷேர் பண்ணிக்கிறேன் கூட, அவ்வளோதான். This is already said in our scriptures. In the prayer la nirke shanno mitrasyam varunah shanno bhavatvaryama shanna indro brihaspatihi shanno vishnur rukramah namo brahmane namaste vayo tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Inna prayer paarunga. Next one, values. You can interpret dharma from the standpoint of values, various values to be followed. It is called dharma. Speak truth is a value. Speak truth means avoidance of lies. Avoidance of lies. Poi sollade, another dharma. What I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. What I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. I don't like others to say lies to me, therefore I should not say lie. I don't want to get hurt, therefore I should not hurt. This is called value. So value also can be called as dharma. Attitude also can be called as dharma. Then religious duties are also called dharma. Then there is dharma can be divided into two. Next point. Dharma can be divided into two parts. One is samanya dharma, number two is vishesha dharma. Samanya dharma means general, universal, common, anartha. Which is common to all people. Vishesha dharma means specific dharma, specific duty. General duty, in children milliyo, general duty, common duty, universal duty vere. Taking care of old parents, universal duty or specific duty? Universal duty adi. Common duty of every son and daughter. Taking care of old parents. It is a common duty. So some specific duties are there. Kshatriya is to fight in the battlefield. It is a specific duty. Brahmana specific duty is teaching, is specific duty. Speaking truth, avoidance of life is common to Brahmana and Kshatriya. Vaishya Shudra also. Avoidance of lies, avoidance of violence, common to all people. But there are some exceptions. Vishesha Dharma. Specifically given to some people. Kshatriya can violate that non-violence. Kshatriya is permitted. For what? He can do himsa. Dharmic himsa he can do. Apat dharmam anchulva. Idikada apat dharmam. Apat varade. The Duryodhana is doing lot of atrocities. Apat. Apatta illya. Such a type of Kamsa, Duryodhana, Ravana, Kumbhakarana, all these people are apat. And apat irkambo enna pannanum, you have to take up a weapon. That's why our gods and goddesses are all happily holding the weapons. And we call them with that Trishula Dhari. Ambal Ashtabhuja Devi. Yedikamma Ashtabhuja. Rundu kai pohado. Why she is having 8 hands? She requires 8 hands to destroy demons. That's why each hand she is having lot of weapons. One Abhaya Hastam, other hands are all weapons. One Gada, one Sulam, one Trishulam, one axe, so many other weapons are there. We are worshipping her to destroy adharmic people. So exception, Vishesha Dharma, Kshatriyas, he can violate the non-violence and the rule is he can violate. Brahmana should not go and fight. Brahmana is not supposed to fight. Kshatriya permitted. That is a Vishesha Dharma. Brahmana Dharma is teaching. Kshatriya Dharma is fighting. Therefore, police has got a right to beat the person if anybody violates. You are not supposed to beat. If you beat, they will take you to that jail, no? You have right only to complain in the police station. You should not interfere in the law and order. The law and order, they only can interfere. You are not permitted. They are permitted. தெரியல. அதுதான் விசேஷ தர்மான்னார். அது எப்போ நம்ம விசேஷ தர்மம் என்னன்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும், சாமானிய தர்மம் என்னன்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். இது புரியாமலே குழப்பம் சொசைட்டியில், என்ன கன்ஃபியூஷனோ கன்ஃபியூஷனோ. ஸோ விசேஷ தர்ம இஸ் அதர்வைஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஸ்வதர்ம. என்ன ஸ்வதர்ம, ஸ்வதர்மம்னா என்னதான் ஸ்வதர்மம்னா, விசேஷ தர்ம இஸ் கால்டு ஸ்வதர்ம. மை ஓன் டியூட்டி, கிவன் டியூட்டி ஆஸ் எ மதர் டியூட்டி டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை சில்ட்ரன், ஆஸ் எ ஃபாதர் மை டியூட்டி டுவர்ட்ஸ் சில்ட்ரன், ஆஸ் எ சன் ஆர் டாட்டர் மை டியூட்டி டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை பேரண்ட்ஸ். இட்ஸ் எ கிவன் டியூட்டி. லைக் தட் தேர் ஆர் சம் டியூட்டீஸ், காமன் டியூட்டீஸ் ஆர் தேர், ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் டியூட்டீஸ் ஆர் தேர். அது இது மிக்ஸ் பண்ணக்கூடாது. So this is about bifurcation of dharma or classification of dharma. Another important point we have to note, dharma ahimsa paramo dharma, non violence is the supreme, the highest, greatest dharma. Ahimsa paramo dharma, sir, where to implement? If that is அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்மா மீன்ஸ் நான் வைலன்ஸ் ஷுட் பி ப்ராக்டீஸ்டு எப்போ, ஆல் த டைம், எவ்ரிவேர். சாஸ்திர சேஸ் நோ, நோ தர்ம இஸ் அப்சல்யூட், இட் இஸ் எ ரிலேட்டிவ். அப்சல்யூட் மீன்ஸ் 24 hours, 360 டேஸ், லைஃப் லாங் யூ ஹவ் டு ஃபாலோ பரமோ அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்மான்னு சொல்லலை. Some people have misinterpreted that ahimsa paramo dharma and they have misinterpreted, they are misleading the society. Enna sariya purinjikala, mahabharatame puriyala, dharma enna puriyum. Even they are not understood our gods also properly. If ahimsa paramo dharma, if you take literally, think carefully here. If ahimsa paramo dharma, non-violence is the supreme dharma, literally if you take and implement, none of our gods should hold on any weapon. None of our gods should hold on any weapon. Remove all weapons from the gods' hands. Kodanda Rama, remove. Kodanda remove, Rama irukkattam. சக்கரம், சுதர்சன சக்கரம் இன் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணாஸ் ஹேண்ட், ரிமூவ். கை இப்படி தான் இருக்கணும், சக்கரம் இல்லாமல் முறுக்க தான் திருப்பணும் சக்கரம். யூ ஹேட் டு ரிமூவ். இஃப் யூ டேக் அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்மஹா லிட்ரலி, யூ ஷுட் நாட் கீப் எனி வெப்பன் இன் அவர் காட். தட்ஸ் வை சுவாமி வி ஆர் கீப்பிங் ஃப்ளூட் கிருஷ்ணான்னு. ஃப்ளூட் கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர், சுதர்சன கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர். யூ டேக் முருகர், முருகருக்கு என்ன வேப்பன், வேல். அவர் பேர் வேல் முருகா, எதுக்கப்பா வேல்னா. வேல் முருகா இஸ் சோ பவர்ஃபுல் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் தட் வாட் ராட்சசாஸ், சூர பத்மசுர சம்ஹாரம், அது பெரிய ஸ்டோரி. பரம தர்ம அஹிம்சா, சேம் ஹவ் டு இன்டர்பிரேட் டூ டேஸ் ஆல்சோ, நவே டேஸ் ஆல்சோ. இஃப் எனி ஒன் தே ஆர் பிஹேவிங் அதார்மிக் வே, வி ஹாவ் டு பனிஷ் தெம். தட் இஸ் வை ராம, தட் இஸ் தியாகராஜா சாங் ஒன் சாங், சாம தான பேத தண்ட சதுரானர், சரச சாமதான பேத தண்ட சதுரா. ஹே ராம, யூ ஆர் வெரி வெரி டேலண்டட் இன் வாட், in sama dana bheda danda. You know when to use the sama, namaku adhe theriyadhu. Ippo sila perku andha keerthane theriyadhu, keerthana theriyillana kuda idhu vandu neethi, sama dana bheda danda. You want to teach a lesson to a adharmic person, there are 4 methods. First of all, what dharma, you should not take it as absolute. What dharma? Even speaking truth, always I want to speak truth, anna. Hey, you should not speak all the time. It is not absolute. you have to say lies when it is required. When it is required, you have to say lies. Not for your sake, for the sake of world. Dharmaputra did that. Not understanding properly. That's why I say, ellarume indha Bharatam Ramayanam padikkanum first. Sariya padikkanum. First padikkiradhe illa, apparam sariya padikkanum. இந்த புக்ஸ் கண்டிப்பாக படித்து தான் ஆகணும். தெரியலன்னா தர்மமே தெரியாது. தர்மா இஸ் நெவர் அப்சல்யூட், இட் கேன் சேஞ்ச் டு டைம் டு டைம். டைம் டு டைம் இட் கேன் பி சேஞ்ச்ட். ஹவுன்னா, சப்போஸ் யூ வாண்ட் டு பனிஷ் எ பர்சன், ஃபஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் யூ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் தண்டா. ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் அவே யூ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் வைலண்ட் மெத்தட். தெர் இஸ் எ ஃபஸ்ட் மெத்தட், சாம. யூ ஃபஸ்ட் டெல் ஹிம். You send two letters, three letters, don't do this, don't do this, this is not right, this is not right, this is adharmic. This is the first method, Sama. Then Dana. If you fail Sama, Sama is convincing the other person. Rondu vaadi sollu, idu thappu appa, idu panna koodadhu, idu thappu pannadanna, oho appadiya thappa, ane stop pannuva. சாம அண்ணா சாம அண்ட் மெல்லமாக சொல்லி சொல்லி அவனை இது தப்பனி அவனுக்கு புரிய வைக்கணும், அப்படி பண்ணணும். இப்போ வி ஃபெயில் இன் தட், சப்போஸ் ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் கண்டினியூயிங், ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் கண்டினியூயிங், சப்போஸ் தட் ராங் ஆக்ஷன், அதார்மிக் ஆக்ஷன். தான, யூ கிவ் சம் கிஃப்ட்ஸ், யூ கிவ் சர்டன் சம் மணி, ஆர் கிவ் சம்திங் ஃபார் ஹிம் டு அப்பீஸ் ஹிம், டு மேக் ஹிம் ஹாப்பி. தட் இஸ் கால்டு தான. Sama means peaceful dialogue. Dana means by giving something for that person. Dana. Bheda means third method. If you dana also failed, he has taken everything from you. அப்படியாவது கொஞ்சம் சேஞ்ச் பண்ணுவானே, ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் கொடுத்துட்டோம், gifts அது இது கொடுத்தோம். Suppose he wants money, I give money. அதே இது இல்லைன்னா இன்னும் கண்டினியூ பண்ணிட்டுனே இருக்கான்னா, பேதா, ஐ ஹாவ் டு வீக்கன் தட் பர்சன். வாட் ஆர் ஆல் த ரிசோர்ஸஸ் ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் டு டூ ஆல் அதார்மிக் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், டு டூ ஆல் அட்ராசிட்டிஸ், வாட் ஆர் ஆல் சப்போர்ட்டிங் சோர்ஸஸ் ஃபார் ஹிம், ஐ ஹாவ் டு கட், ஐ ஹாவ் டு டிஸ்கனெக்ட் தெம் ஃப்ரம் ஹிம். தட்ஸ் வாட் வென் தே ஆர் கேச்சிங் சத்தாம் ஹுசேன், தே டிட் ஆல் தீஸ் மெதட்ஸ். எவ்ரிவேர் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ. You are not supposed to kill straight away. This is the strategy, this is the method all over the world. They have to follow. First, Sama. Cholli paapom. Dialogue. Dana. Unakku enna venum? Na thare. Kekala. Enna? Bhedana. Weakening all his resources. His power. His all amenities. We have to weaken. This is a war strategy, isn't it? அப்போ கூட கேட்கல, ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் வீக் அண்ட் இஸ் நாட் கம்மிங் டவுன். நான் பண்ண, தட்ஸ் வாட் ராமா செட். என்ன, இன்னைக்கு போய் நாளைக்கு வா. என்னது சாமா தானா பேத பேத வீக் அண்ட் தட் ஆல் ஆர்மீஸ் ஆஃப் ராவண, ஸ்டில் ஹீஸ் கம்மிங் நெக்ஸ்ட் டே. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணிட்டார் ராமர், எடு கோதண்டம்னார், தண்டா, பனிஷ்மெண்ட், ஃபைனல் ஃபைனல் ரிசார்ட். That's why never take ahimsa paramo dharmah. You can threaten your children, if you don't, if you pamper the children, children will go adharmic way. Kodanakku bhayam irkanum, amma appa anna bhayam irkanum. Dharmic way you have to children. For example, doctor, regularly I used to give this example, namakku puriyara example. Suppose a patient went to a doctor. Doctor, I have a problem in my leg. Suppose sudden accident mulama edho inda viralukku edho aayiduthe, kaalukku viralukku edho aayiduthe, and the bhagam vande it has got gangrenized, no, infection. Doctor says this part, if I remain in your body, if it is remain in your body, it destroys the entire body. So this person says, what doctor, you please remove that part. Remove that foot or hand or leg or either something, you have to remove. But person survives. Doctor has to do what? Amputation. either has to remove whether verala kala enna remove panna da indha uyir irukumo adhi paathu doctor has to amputate. When he amputates the leg or hand, in the person enna pannuva, he gives lakhs and lakhs of rupees to the doctor, thousands suppose he gives and come back and says what, and the kadavule doctor vandu kadavul kadavula kaal eduthitar paavam kaiye eduthitar edho accident la poiduthe. But he says the doctor is God. Enna cha himsa paramo dharma, himsa dane amputation anna himsa dane hurting dane. That is necessary evil ani solluva paarunga. Necessary evil, necessary violence, it is permitted. On the other hand, you give money also to him, fruits money ella kuduthittu varum edhu kaal kai eduthinda. Suppose you remove certain organs in the body when they are giving problem, we give money to the doctor. He is permitted. It's called exception. Like that, never take dharma absolute. People do not understand this. What Buddha did, this only. He took non-violence, paramo dharma, literally, and he said all his followers, when invaders came to this country, they are destroying our cows, our women, and they are destroying our temples. They are doing that time, Buddha propagated ahimsa paramo dharma. Wrong time, no? Wrong way he has interpreted dharma, this ahimsa. That is why till today country is suffering. Because of that propagation, all rulers dropped their weapons. Ahimsa paramo dharma, therefore I don't want to fight Mongolians, I don't want to fight with Kushans, I don't want to fight with what Arab, what they call, no, Mughals. They all dropped their weapons. Once they had dropped their weapons, what they did, they have looted our temples, the money, everything they have looted. This is, that's why we never worship Buddha in this country. Kekkaradhukku kashtama irukum namakku. Everybody is worshipping Buddha in other countries, but we never worship. Because he has misinterpreted non-violence at wrong time. Therefore, any person, whoever interpreted dharma wrong way, that person do not know. And because of that, people, they are very popular, interpreted, misled the society. Society is suffering now. Krishna never left the Sudarshana Chakram. He said, I am not going to fight in the battlefield. At one point he took that, he want to violate that. That's why learn Krishna's strategy. That is the kshemam for the country, for your family also. Okay? So therefore never blame our Ramayana, Bharata. If anybody blames, you have to blast. Okay? If anybody, if you to blast, you should know. Namake theriyadu. They say Ramayana Bharata cock and bull stories. Anna, ama. Anna, ama. Man, go to mother, you also. Just listening to them. Anna. That's why the day we have left Ramayana Bharata, reading, understanding Bhagavatam, the greatness of the valors, the rulers, the dharma, every character lived according to dharma. Therefore, I request all of you, read at least now. Buy the books and give to your children. Otherwise, dharma confusion will come, decision-making confusion will come in your life. That's why shastram eva raksha. Shasanat trayate iti shastram. In the Shastra Mundi, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Bharatam, Bhagavad, even in Vedatthinude Saranda. And the Shastra enna pandrathu, commands you, protects you. If you leave that Shastram, who is there to Shasanam? Namak commandment enge varum? Who will protect us? That's why never be materialistic. Be pragmatic. That's what Lord Krishna says. Arjuna, from pragmatic angle, practical angle you have to see. Otherwise people talk about you, you are a timid fellow. From Laukika angle he is going to give now. Next reason that comes in the next shloka, we will see later.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.